Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Singing, Marvin. It's a Friday. Yes. Happy Friday, everybody. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our head of production, co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And let me double check here on the rain. Yeah, who? Okay. And the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much for joining
check
us,
check the cast
everybody.
List there real quick.
Wanted to check the cast list. Wanted to make sure I got that right. We kick off every show with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. And Brittany, got an interesting weekend, Labor Day weekend ahead of us.
Yes, we do. It's starting off a little dark and a little dreary here this morning. We have plenty of sunshine that'll make its way through by this afternoon and especially into this evening. And once it gets here, it is holding here for honestly a good week.
Wow, cool.
Which is so crazy to say. I am just so excited for it. It's perfect timing. I mean, high temperatures today, still climbing warm, and tomorrow as well. So we're still feeling those summery highs. Today we'll reach 79 degrees. Tomorrow will be bright, beautiful, and sunny with a high of 83 degrees. So you can do all the summer activities that you want to do before the unofficial end this weekend, right? But right. If you want a taste of fall, Sunday and Monday will be here. You'll be feeling a little crisp, dry out there, temperatures in the low 70s on Sunday, and potentially trying to make it to the mid-70s on Monday. But a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. I don't have any rain in the forecast anymore after this morning.
Woo-hoo. All right. That sounds about perfect.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Sorry, guys. I'm so glad you said that, Brittany, about getting everything in you can in summer. I wanted to learn archery and pickleball. I wanted to go skiing.
You better hurry up.
Full weekend.
I don't know how I'm going to get this. I got to write. Okay. Thank you, Brittany. I really appreciate that. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much. Have yourself a great Labor Day weekend. We'll meet you back here Tuesday.
Sounds good. You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there, friend Brittany Merlot. We always appreciate you guys hanging out with us, but today is going to be a special one. We're going to have some fun, get you ready for not only the weekend, but a fantastic 3-day weekend. Mm-hmm. We've got good stuff coming up for you in just a minute, and we'll also have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that one. Mm-hmm. A little after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Woo!
We are going to play a famous 80s TV theme song.
80s?
Yeah.
In mind, everyone.
Yes, yes. And you call up, you get the answer right, boom, just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
I want to know if Melissa knows it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more curious about.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Probably not.
After all of that, we're going to get into the worst time to travel for this long weekend. We've got some Labor Day stats for you and four things to look forward to in September.
All right.
All of that is coming up. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking a little entertainment. Looking forward to diving into that one. That's going to be fun. We've also got some other interesting stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. If we change to a 4-day work week, which extra day would you want off?
Ooh.
This is one of our favorite topics, the three of us, the 4-day work week.
We talk about this a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into that one a little bit later. And plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour to keep you going and give you some fun entertainment, a good positive start to your day. And speaking of a positive start to your day, it's International Bacon Day, people.
Oh, we made it again.
Bacon. Rejoice,
bacon.
Rejoice, my fellow human beings. Enjoy bacon.
Where's the bacon?
Bacon.
I can't open the package. I don't have any thumbs.
I got no thumbs.
I love that commercial.
It's one of the greatest ads of all time. Top five ads of all time. I'm so great reference.
And sad day for pigs. But, you know.
Yes, we have a solemn moment for the pigs. Yep. Tomorrow is actually National
Pig. That wasn't solemn. Seth was laughing.
Yeah, it wasn't very solemn. We're sorry, pigs. We're sorry, babe.
You're the one that brought it up. Seth, fail.
Here's some
right out the gate.
Here's some interesting.
It's not like we're going to stop eating bacon. I mean,
that's a very good point. Interesting stats. A pig could be in front of me, looking me dead in the eyes, and I don't know if I would stop eating bacon.
Sorry, man, you were born delicious.
And I love.
I'm sorry.
I love animals. I love it. I like pigs. I got nothing against pigs. Just damn taste.
So tasty.
Good. Yeah. Here are some interesting stats about bacon, according to a recent poll of restaurant diners, which I find that part interesting.
Oh, okay.
71% say everything tastes better with bacon.
Yeah,
everything.
True.
I
although I often pick bacon off stuff, the flavor is still there. I just don't.
That's true.
It's a lot of grease.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I will say that I don't know if any of our political nominees come November have a 71%. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Somebody needs to get that on a ticket.
Say, let's elect Bacon.
I'm running with Bacon. Here's my running mate, Bacon. It's just a big slab of bacon. 57% said that they'd eat bacon every day if they could.
Wow.
I don't think there's a food I would, just because I would be worried about, like, it not having the same impact.
Right, exactly. If you eat it every day, then you probably don't like it as much.
It wouldn't taste as good.
Yeah, exactly.
69% say that they consider bacon a side dish that could pair with anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do have bacon-covered chocolate, or chocolate-covered bacon.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Whichever way you do it,
mm-hmm.
It's probably still good.
And 43% of male diners say the quickest way to their heart is with bacon.
What? Seriously.
I'm a little harder to win over, but it's a good start.
Bacon isn't a bad way to open your...
Show up on a first date. Here's your bacon bouquet.
Yeah. And it's just raw bacon. It's you got to cook it.
Yeah, you got to cook it.
Oh, no.
Not good.
That was not how I pictured it.
No, okay. No.
I like the idea of crispy bacon, like just a bouquet of crispy bacon.
That's tied in a ribbon. That's exactly how I pictured it.
I'm actually thinking that might not be a bad
thing. I
mean,
you don't show up with wilted flowers.
No. Yeah, no, that's true. You
can't have wilted bacon.
I thought they could prepare it the way they want. I can 95% of people say that they do have a preference when it comes to bacon preparation. Okay. 52% want it crispy, 40% want it medium, 10% charred, 8% lightly cooked, 5% say deep fried, and 1% say raw because they are wrong. That's
it's
not only
brain worms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe they asked RFK. Maybe that's maybe that
brain
was,
worms.
That was his answer. Was that too low? Was that
No, I don't think it was at all.
So deep fried. I want a little grease with my bacon. A little extra grease on the side, please.
I'd like to order some bacon with a side order of grease. Can I get that? Can I have it on the side?
That's how good the breading is,
Millennials are the most adventurous with bacon, with about 2 in 3 saying that they'd try a, quote, unique bacon-infused menu item.
Bacon ice cream.
Yeah, bacon yogurt. No.
Well, actually, those would probably work. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to figure one out.
It's hard to come up with one that isn't a good combination.
Yeah. There's candied bacon, which is good. Right. Yeah.
What would not be good with bacon? Coffee.
I don't even know if that's
flavored coffee.
Oh, bacon flavored coffee. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was gonna say because if you're having breakfast, have coffee and bacon together. But
Oh my God, coffee and bacon together is such a good combo.
But just flavored, I don't think I'd go.
I got
for that.
It. Oh, granola.
Oh, I actually
bacon granola.
Boy, those textures don't work for me. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Yeah,
I think it's. I could still make it work. I could make it work.
Of course, you could.
So, are you like a lot of people this weekend are gonna maybe be knocking back a couple, maybe having a beer or two, maybe some wine or something like that? Well, if you really want to up your chances of maybe not enjoying your weekend, Gator Wine is here for you.
What?
Gator Wine is trending on social media. Yes, that is wine plus Gatorade.
Oof.
There's a specific recipe, so don't just go tossing them into a Chardonnay glass or something like that. The recipe is equal parts light blue Glacier Freeze Gatorade and any cheap red wine that's less than $12 a bottle.
Make
sure it's cheap.
That's my go-to. That's my. It blew up after a popular YouTube series called "Blinging with Babash" did a taste test.
Binging with Babash.
Oh, binging. I'm sorry, binging.
Binging with Babash.
Dyslexia. Yep. Get me again. Yeah. The guy who didn't love it, but said it was better than cheap wine on its own. They used Glacier Freeze Gatorade, like the recipe said, plus a cheap bottle of Barefoot Pinot Noir. Yeah. So if you want to try this, let us know how it went.
I mean, you're hydrating. Wow.
I like that.
Dehydrating.
While dehydrating?
Yes, yes.
Well, it depends on the wine you pick. Pinot Noir is a... it's a heavy wine, and it's so if you want to try it with some other ones, it might pair better with some other. I don't think that's a great one to start with.
Choice,
maybe a
Merlot.
Yeah,
want to go red,
if you want to go red
blend, actually probably would be the best way to go.
I feel like language. A red, yeah.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you said glacier or gator, I was thinking like
alligator.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what?
So what
Ooh,
you do is...
alligator wide. You get,
what you do, you get yourself down to the Everglades. You get yourself a nice bottle of Chardonnay, and you sit back and drink with the gators.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Literally drink with the gators.
Keep your bare feet out of the water.
Hey, yeah. Gator, you ain't having none of my wine, but you can have a little of this. You pour a little wine into the water, because it's the Everglades, and that might actually be the cleanest part of them. That might be... That I don't know about that one.
No.
I don't know about that one.
But yeah. still.
I like the idea of trying to figure out though. Like you're gonna get blasted trying to like you're just got like 20 different Gatorades in front of you that you're trying to find the perfect one to go with this wine and everything.
Oh, someone's doing it. So I swear to God, someone's doing it right now.
Yep. Somebody 21.
Well,
somebody
just, you can make a nice sangria with the orange Gatorade.
In all honesty, one thing I really do like about this is the price. And I'm not trying to say that like for cheap, but so many of us spend our early days with alcohol looking for the cheapest of alcohols.
Boone's Farm.
Yes, we say good
Mad
morning
Dog,
to Boone's. Mad Dog, Boone's, St. Ides. There's a couple of them out there. And you know, if you're going to find like a fun way of doing this, you know, I mean, it's an affordable way of doing it. You know, it doesn't work, big deal. You know, you got an extra bottle of Gatorade sitting around.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You'll use that later.
Just stay hydrated. Yeah. And maybe take a break and have some water thrown in there here and then. We're going to take a time out, check in with our partners, come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a little bit later after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. I will remember to turn my mic on.
I was gonna say, it's Friday.
I was going for like 10 minutes there. No,
I'm joking.
No.
Wow.
Why doesn't anyone hear me?
Time warp.
We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there, everybody. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day and a great Labor Day weekend from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, not only do they have their special going on right now, where if you spend more than $10, you get a free drink or a pie.
Nice.
Pie. In-house only.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, yep, Melissa. But they also are of course, have their Friday fish fries. They have a lot of great specials going on over there. Head on over to El Cafe. Check it out. They got some really... I still wanted to try that peaches and cream waffle. That sounds
really
good.
Yeah, that's the breakfast special today.
Ooh.
Let's take a call real quick, everybody. Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh,
they're gone.
Feel free to call back, everybody, because that's one of the ways you can get us your birthday and anniversary.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can call up 715-424-2600.
Yeah, we feel free to call up anytime during the show. Everybody, we'd love to hear from you. We love getting those live birthdays and anniversaries. You can always direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, or info@WFHR.com. We love hearing from all of y'all. Come on. Hit us up with your birthdays and anniversaries. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right, gives us that one. And Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, gives us that qualifier.
Same one I
no, I can't. Two choices. I need to choose the other one. It's only fair.
Oh, some of my favorite people, you two. I just, we dive right into our local celebrity birthday and anniversaries. And first up on the list, we get to put the spotlight on Judy Haas.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Wishing you a good day, Judy. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy birthday on Saturday to Chuck Brody.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday.
Chuck, one of the people behind our good friends over at One Rose Greenhouse.
Oh, very nice.
Say good morning to all of our friends at One Rose Greenhouse.
Yeah.
Buy local, support local. You hear them on our airwaves all the time.
You do.
Greatly appreciate our friends over at One Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And also want to wish happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Pam Burnett.
Pam.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Wait a minute, Chuck and Pam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love it.
Couldn't have planned that. We could not.
No, you cannot.
That.
No.
That's too good. That's too good. That's
Pam, the heart of our station, and Chuck, our general manager.
It's pretty good. That's
not
pretty good.
Not their birthdays, though.
No, it's not.
No, no, but that is pretty good.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sunday, September 1st, we wish a happy birthday to Trevor Dickey.
Happy birthday, Trevor.
Happy birthday, Trevor.
Trevor, one of my old high school friends. Trevor and I go way back. Trevor and I have the same body. We are both. And I mention that only because one of the things that I think is noteworthy to the community is Trevor was an amazing goalie for Lincoln for many years. And just a great guy. Just a really, really good guy. Trevor, enjoy your day, man. And on September 2nd, Monday, we celebrate birthdays.
Oh, yes. Labor Day, yeah.
And we wish you happy birthday to Alex Romansky.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Alex. And our qualifier for Saturday, September 2nd, Monday, Barb Mancuso.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Enjoy your day, Barb.
Yeah.
Congrats to all of you qualifiers, and happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. Let's see what celebrities you're celebrating with. Baby Rexha is 35. She is Meant to Be with Florida Georgia Line. They had a big hit there. Me, Myself, and I with G-Eazy, Hey Mama. She's done a couple of them.
Mm.
Andy Roddick is 42.
Wow.
Fantastic. Retired now. Tennis player. He's married to Brooklyn Decker. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Cameron Diaz is 52.
Aw.
Really?
I can't believe that.
No.
She has always been a very beautiful woman and everything, but for 52, she just looks amazing.
Yeah.
And kind of taken aback, the acting. You know, it's kind of pulled away from it a little bit.
I think she's been still doing behind-the-scenes stuff, hasn't she?
Yes.
Like some producing and
she's doing a lot of producing and some
producing,
of those things.
Producing, author, fashion model, obviously.
Just an actor I've always really, really enjoyed. And when I think about on his birthday, I usually think about this. He's actually one of my favorite TV actors of all time.
Mm.
The great Michael Chiklis is 61 today. Many people remember him as a Detective Vic on The Shield, The Thing in the Fantastic Four movies, Del the Strong Man on American Horror Story. He was fantastic on there. But he was also the commish.
He was the commish.
He was the commish.
Yep.
And he was so good as that, man. The Shield is going to go down as one of the greatest TV shows of all time. He was amazing on that. It was groundbreaking. Nobody was doing TV cop shows like that. But his role as the commish, man, I love that role.
It was kind of like a warm-up for The Shield. It was very similar in a lot of ways. But yeah, I remember that, yes.
One of the funniest people on the planet, Lewis Black, is 76 right now. Ferocious, furious comic. Very popular on The Daily Show as a contributor over there. Gotten to see Lewis Black live. He is actually even wilder while live.
Yes. I've heard some of his stuff.
At 76, that he is still doing this with this energy.
Right.
I hope on his birthday he's just calm. I hope he's just relaxed. I just hope
I do think he's going to stop touring because he's getting up there. So semi-retired, but yes.
I love one of my favorite things about Lewis Black is he takes a lot of from Don Rickles. And he will have these crazy shows and everything, and he makes sure to always wrap up with love and talking about his mom and dad, who for a long time were still with him and would follow him on tour and stuff. great.
Oh, also, anger on the Inside Out movies.
Knew I was forgetting.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
He
I didn't
was,
know what
yeah.
voice he did. But
good. Of course, anger. It's got to be anger.
But he has other like voiceover credits as well. Rock Dog, Riley's First Date.
Oh, wow.
He's got a great voice.
Warren Buffett is 94.
Oh, wow.
The sixth richest person in the world, a net worth of $147.2
billion. Jeez,
and one of the only decent ones out there. Mr. Buffett is also one of the only people that wants the government to tax him more. His quote on this is, "Stop coddling the super rich." That is from Warren Buffett, the sixth richest man in the world and one of the smartest economists in the world. My go-to when it comes to economics. I'm looking for, I read this article or this article about it. I always go to Warren Buffett says about it. It's not to say that he'd be the first to tell you he is not the expert on this. He is not the go-to on this, but he is for many of us.
Mm.
And I think that's part of the reason he is because he admits that he doesn't know everything.
Mm.
Incredibly.
You know, and just on this topic, I want to, I don't know if you guys got to hear Maggie Don's guest earlier this week, mm-hmm. Scott Ellis,
yeah.
talking about excessive wealth disorder. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a fascinating conversation.
Huh. Did not hear that.
Theorizes that you don't need more than $30 million. and because at that point, you have so much wealth, you can do whatever you want and never have to work again.
Right.
So at that point, he thinks that you should be taxed 50% of whatever you earn after that.
Ooh, and I think that's a really wow.
interesting yep. concept. And it changes the way we should talk about wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have proven since the early 80s that there is no such thing as trickle-down economics.
That's right.
It only mm-hmm. trickles down to the rich to the rich. Mm-hmm. It only trickles down mm-hmm. to their family and those that they know. Mm-hmm. I do like the idea of somebody with like $29 million and they're like, man, I got to make more money. I got to make that one more money.
Just that $1 million off.
It's a fascinating interview. It really, yeah. really is. From
a guest on Tuesday, the 27th.
You can find that podcast at civicmedia.us. Encourage you to check that out and join us for the Maggie Don Show 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Looking at some people no longer with us born on this day, Ted Williams, born in 1918, mm-hmm. passed away in 2002, arguably the greatest hitter in baseball.
Yeah, he gets my vote.
Yeah.
The greatest hitter of all time. Yeah.
I don't even have to think about this one. I think that, you know, you can break this down in eras. And because of my best friend and his biggest fan, being the biggest fan of Tony Gwynn, I do mention Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn's a close second for me. Yeah.
Ted Williams is right there at number one.
Mm-hmm.
Tug McGraw, born in this day in 1944, passed away in 2004. Former baseball pitcher who a lot of people will say maybe his greatest accomplishment is having Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, yeah, right.
but a great career. Great career.
Oh, one of the best quotes in baseball history.
Yeah.
He was so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Kitty Wells, born in this day in 1919, passed away in 2012. The queen of country music, many people believe. Mm. The
yep.
first woman to break into country music with It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Earlier this week, her hit debuted earlier this week, and I played some of it on the Sunrise Show. And her voice is so unique and so beautiful. It's not so much a marvel that she made it and she was the first woman in country music. It's what took so long because she was good and had a great voice. And you talk about trailblazers in the music industry, especially in country music. There is no woman who trailblazed more than Kitty Wells. You have no Patsy Cline. You have no Shania, no Carrie, none of these people without Kitty Wells.
That's right.
And let's go ahead and take a look at Saturday birthdays. Let's take a look at some Saturday birthdays. You got my guy, Larry Fitzgerald, is 41 today. One of my top three favorite football players of all time.
He could still play.
Yeah, he could.
I bet you he could.
Yeah, he could. Got that hair flowing. Yeah. Love Fitz. I've never seen a player change a Super Bowl like Larry Fitzgerald did in that second half of that Pittsburgh-Arizona Super Bowl. Arizona, I would have bet all the money I had that they were going to win that game. They did not.
They did not. It's a good thing you didn't bet all the money.
Yeah, right. Right, but Fitz changed that game. Let's see. Chris Tucker is 53 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Do you not understand the words coming out of my mouth?
I like his comedy.
He's funny. Yes. He's funny. Debbie Gibson is 54 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So many. She had so many hits.
She did.
I didn't realize. I forget that, I guess. And she was one of the stars of Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus 1.
which is a thing. It is a thing.
Yes. It is a thing, apparently. Richard Gere is 75 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Officer and a Gentleman, American Gigolo, Pretty Woman.
He's kind of in semi-retirement, isn't he?
Yeah.
He hasn't
yeah.
been doing a whole lot lately.
74, he should be.
Yeah, exactly.
I will throw in Primal Fear.
Oh, excellent.
That one
movie.
Blew me away. That one, that was a very, him and Edward Norton, that's Edward Norton's first movie, and it blows you away.
Yeah.
But I think it's noteworthy because his name doesn't seem to come up when the movie comes up. It's such a beautifully popular movie and everything, but he's great in Chicago.
He is.
He's very yes. good in Chicago. Doesn't get the credit, and understandably, because you got 20 other names that you want to mention.
Right.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones and Queen Latifah and
yep.
Renee Zellweger,
yep.
John C. Reilly. It's an amazing cast, but Richard Gere does his job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he shows up in that movie. And interesting to see him in a role like that.
Yeah.
You know,
you didn't really associate him with that, yeah. yeah.
And I have to mention First Night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that horrible
probably my
wig.
Ultimate favorite with... with both of them in it.
I agree, Melissa. It's a good book. Isabel Rossellini, is that the woman in it? I can't remember. A good female.
I can tell you in 2 seconds here. Julia Ormond.
I knew it was one of those names.
Oh, nice.
There was a couple of actresses back then that like you thought were going to be the next big thing, and it just didn't turn out.
Didn't quite work out that way.
But I'm a sucker for any movie, play, book, cartoon that has to do with King Arthur and the Round Table. I don't know what it is, but anything about that, I'm a sucker for that stuff. Van Morrison, born on Saturday, 79 years old from Van Morrison.
Woo! Domino.
Yeah, nice. Nicely done. And we look at September 1st birthdays. Zendaya is 28 on Sunday.
Only
28. Yeah, that's a good point.
She's already been around for like 15 years.
Spider-Man, Dune, Euphoria. She is one of the harder working and better actors out there. I really like her work. She is my favorite Mary Jane. Easily my favorite Mary Jane. She has been so perfect at that role, done such a good job at that part. It's not to say that other actresses didn't do a good job with that role. I just really like the way she's played the part.
I think what she needs to do is become our next huge action star.
Yes.
I think she'd be great as an action star. And we need new blood. She'd be cool.
The Dune movies are some of the biggest like star-studded movies you'll ever see in your life. Mm-hmm. You don't go one scene without an A-list star in it. And she steals almost every scene she's in. I'm so with you on this. I didn't think about it before, but I've watched both the Dune movies twice. Mm-hmm. And her performances in it, her facial expressions in it are so good. I could see her, you know, being in in an alien movie or something like that. The new Terminator. I don't know. I could see her doing it.
Like Sigourney Weaver, she's a tall woman. She's 5'10".
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's very good. She could do it. I'm telling you.
Yeah. The great Gloria Stefan is 67 on Sunday. Come on, everybody. Want to do that? Come on, go. Coming Out of the Dark was a really big moment for her.
Right. After the bus accident. Yeah. And she had to basically relearn how to walk.
Yeah. The fact that she is touring and doing things, I mean, it's just amazing.
She's great.
One of the funniest women of all time, Lily Tomlin, is 85 today.
Wow.
The great Violet Newstead on 9 to 5. Ernestine, the telephone operator in Laugh-In. Frankie on Grace and Frankie. Mm-hmm. Just so many great performances over the years. Lily Tomlin in a giant chair. That's the first thing I think of every time I think of her.
I can't remember the name of the character. Yeah, it's gone. But yes, she was hilarious there too.
Just an incredible actor. Yep.
I loved her in Big Business in 1988.
Good
my
reference, Mel.
Movie.
Well, there's a deep cut.
Yeah, nicely done. Oh, yes, I'm with you on that. That's a good one. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us. Back to back here, Conway Twitty, born on Sunday in 1933, and Boxcar Willie, born in 31.
Oh, Boxcar Willie, yes. Love it.
Got to mention this one. My dad's, Ali is his like favorite. One of his favorite athletes. Mm-hmm. His favorite boxer was Rocky Marciano, born in 1923. Passed
away
at 69.
I wonder why. Gee. It's an Italian thing. I swear to God.
Yeah. Oh, it wholeheartedly is. Wholeheartedly. If you can name a famous Italian, my father's got a picture of him. Yeah. Let's see. And quick look at birthdays for Monday on Labor Day. You got Cat Williams turning 53, one of the smarter, funnier comedians out there in the game. Casey from Casey and JoJo. Amazing voice from Jodeci. I got him celebrating a birthday. Selma Hayek is 58. She's awesome. She's awesome. She is. She's
Listen
great.
Listen to him. Oh, my God. There's a couple of women out there that he just gets so silly about.
I do not.
You do, too. No.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yes.
I got to go back and listen to the tape on that one. I got to go back and listen to the tape on that. I'm not sure. I respect her as an actor.
Sure you do.
From Dusk Till Dawn, 1996.
Such a good performance.
That's a good one.
Her,
Desperado, man.
I love her in Desperado. I love her in everything I've seen her, and she's such a good action actress. Frida. But Frida is the one I want to make. Thank you, Melissa. That's her performance. If you want to know where my voice, if my voice is doing anything, it's because of that. She is obviously amazingly beautiful, but her talent and her personality and her soul are even blow that away.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is 60 on Monday.
Wow.
Labor Day.
Wow. They're born on the same day? Oh, my gosh.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Neo, John Wick, Theodore Logan from Bill and Ted, My Own Private Idaho. There's a million movies that Keanu Reeves. Yeah. There's so many good performances. I had somebody ask me the other day my favorite action star of all time, and I said Bruce Lee, and then I said Bruce Willis. And actually, Bree and I were talking about this, and I always forget how much I love Keanu Reeves as an action star. He's the guy, he's one of these few guys, when you see him in The Matrix doing Kung Fu, he learned Kung Fu. Like, he's a method actor in many, many ways. I know his monotone delivery and some of that doesn't give him the cred that it does from a lot of other actors, but I put all my fellow SAG actors to the side and say, look at his box office numbers, look at his IMDb page, ask me what he hasn't done.
Yeah, right.
You know? Amazing career for Keanu Reeves.
For me,
it's Speed from 1994 with Sandra Bullock.
That was his second breakout role.
Yeah.
Of like the 400 breakout roles he's done over his career. He somehow keeps breaking. I don't know how he does it, but.
Yeah. And Eric Dickerson as 64.
All right.
Goggles wearing Hall of Famer.
Yes.
He shares his birthday with Terry Bradshaw, who's 76 also.
I didn't know that.
A couple of
footballers, yeah.
Jimmy Connors celebrating a birthday, 72 for him on Monday. And Mark Harmon, 73, NCIS star. And we say a solemn on Labor Day, would have been celebrating a birthday, American hero Christy McAuliffe. I always mispronounce her name, and
McAuliffe,
I apologize.
McAuliffe, I think. Yeah.
McAuliffe, thank you. Born in 1948, passed away in 86. Of course, the school teacher who passed away on the Challenger explosion.
Mm-hmm.
She has some amazing quotes, everybody. We're going to hear one of them before we wrap up today. But if you get a chance, I encourage you to read up about her, learn more about her. It's just a nice way of giving her a tribute.
Yeah.
We encourage you to check out El Cafe. They're open right now. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Mm-hmm. Stick around. We're going to help you win some Culvers coming up with our Star of the Day. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a Star of the Day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we do every Friday is play a TV theme song. You guys get the answer right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from Culvers. It's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culvers, baby.
Yum.
We say a big thank you to our Culvers here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Wherever you have a Culvers near you, you've got a business that is putting back into their community. Greatly appreciate our friends over there. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. Maybe get some free Culvers if you can guess this answer. Let us know. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app might be faster. I don't know.
We'll see.
Let us know what TV theme song this is.
Well, we're moving on.
Say, someone better call in for that
one. Yeah, we got ourselves a caller. Good morning. What's your answer?
The Jeffersons.
Yes. Woo. Yes. Nicely done. There we go. Now it's official.
It's official.
Yes. Well done,
Never
sir.
Never forget that one.
No. You just can't forget that one. It's one of the more classic theme songs of all time. Mm-hmm. Were you a fan of the show, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan myself.
It was on a lot longer than I remember.
I'm sorry. What was that, sir?
I watched it like religion.
Yeah, I hear you. Same here. I love that show. All in the Family, Jeffersons. Those are two back-to-back shows I couldn't get enough of as a kid. I love both of them. Sir, can I get your first name?
Paul.
Paul, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Paul. What town are you calling us from?
Stevens Point.
All right. Nice. Got ourselves a pointer. Ooh. All right. Paul, thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you don't mind hanging on the line for a moment, I'll get some information from you off air so I can make sure to get the correct information to get it to my agent, because you are our newest Star of the Day, Paul.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day and hang on the line there, Paul.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Yeah, this is there's a reason. We've done the Jeffersons before, but I had to do it this week in part because we had two big birthdays this week.
Okay.
Roxy Rocker celebrated her birthday. Of course, Roxy, one of the famous actors from the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And Lenny Kravitz's mom, worth noting.
That's right.
And the legend Isabel Sanford also celebrated her birthday this week, would have celebrated her birthday this week, born on August 29th. She also of the Jeffersons.
Not very good. Very good.
Had to play some Jeffersons.
Yeah, you had to
everybody.
Do it. Yeah.
Had to.
Not guys, I actually knew this one.
All right.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the show.
It's a good one.
But the theme song is so well known.
It really
is. I mean, it's one of the classics.
Be listening every Friday for your next chance to win some free Culvers from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Man, the first hour's already gone?
It's gone. Lickety split, man.
It goes so fast.
It does.
And because it goes so fast and we have so much to cover today, we're going to save that four things to look forward to for September.
Okay.
I just feel like it seems like a good idea.
Till Tuesday, in other words, right?
The programming call right there. Yeah. But yeah, Tuesday we'll be getting into that with you. When we're back with you Tuesday, everybody, keep that in mind. We'll be getting into our Monday schedule for you a little bit later. We got a jam-packed day for you lined up for your Labor Day. But let's talk about Labor Day a little bit. And we've got some Labor Day stats here for you. Stats.
Stats.
Love some stats.
Just give me some stats.
Stats. Hey, I need a little bit of stats. And could you give me on the side some numbers?
And bacon.
Yes. That would go good with numbers. Bacon would go good with numbers. Did we lose Melissa? Oh, we lost Melissa.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We lost Melissa.
See, I knew as soon as she didn't have something to
say on that one, we got it. Uh-oh, we got to bring her back.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're not trying to silence her. Oh, there we go.
There we go. No, we've got her back. I'm sorry about that, Mel. Sorry.
She'll come back in a minute.
She'll do.
Oh, I was just talking. I knew Seth was over there pushing buttons, and you're just trying to get rid of me.
It's something that
we're trying to censor her now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fight the power, Mel.
I censored myself by muting you as soon as you got me connected. You missed my beautiful rant.
I did. We did. So sorry, but you did it to yourself though. Self censorship.
Sorry about that, Mel. Sorry.
Not the first time.
No. So, how would you rate your hot dog intake this summer? If it's been underwhelming, we will need you to step that up this weekend big time, because we have 212 million hot dogs to eat by Tuesday.
What?
According to the latest Labor Day statistics, 818 hot dogs are eaten every second from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Which means
we have 212 million hot dogs left to eat, everybody. Get on this.
Yikes.
Bacon and hot dog, not bad together.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Here are some other fun stats about Labor Day.
Pork on pork.
Yeah, it is a little. 67% of Americans celebrate Labor Day.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure there are people out there that have to work, I'm sure. But,
yes.
I don't know anybody that's, you can't not celebrate the day.
The day is going to happen no matter you do anything or not. It's still going to be out.
I'm not celebrating labor. What? Are you going to take a stand against labor?
I refuse to acknowledge this day.
Yeah.
The 2nd of September does not exist.
63% plan to barbecue sometime over the weekend. I do a lot of joking around with my dad, and Jimmy, and all this stuff and everything, and I think I make him sound like a caricature sometimes. I don't often get a chance to give him creative credit.
Oh, okay.
My dad wanted. I was going to make dinner for my mom and dad last night, and I was just going to throw a pizza in, nothing crazy. But I'm getting ready to do that. I'm preheating the oven, and he's like, "Jimmy, what are you doing?" I was like, "I was going to make a pizza for you guys." So I'm making burgers. Well, about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, my father had this horrible moment where I hear him on the deck. Oh no! I'm like, what? His grill, on the bottom, it rusted out.
Oh, so it collapsed, right?
Yeah. So we've been actually looking at new grills and all weather grills that can stay outside through the winter, so we can grill in January like he likes to. These things. So he's yelling at me from the deck. So I go out there to see. He's taken a couple of my mother's oven pans, set them up perfectly right under the grill so that he can still grill.
Oh, my gosh. He's just like, holding him there?
And it worked. They were great. His Cal Ripken streak of making good burgers continues. They were amazing,
even in adverse conditions. Wow!
And I'm down there looking at it, Seth, and it is awesome what he did. You guys, I almost want to take pictures and show you both because it was really cool. A big tip of your hat.
Not bad.
Roughly 168 million Americans, 16 and older, are in the labor force.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The national unemployment rate was at 4.3% in July, which is down significantly from 9.5% 15 years ago.
Wow.
The unemployment rate peaked at 14.7% during the pandemic of 2020.
Okay.
According to a recent poll, Washington, D.C. is the hardest working city and an average of 8.1 hours of work per day. The national average isn't that far off at 7.9.
Okay.
Burlington, Vermont is the laziest city.
All right. We say
that in quotations. Of course. I'm sure there's some hardworking people there. That's where people only work an average of 6.6 hours per workday.
Ooh.
That's out of 116 cities.
I'm moving there.
Yeah.
I'm going to Burlington. What are they doing over there? It sounds like fun.
I tried to do that. I just ended up at Burlington Coat Factory.
You misunderstood.
It's my mistake. Got a really nice jacket out of it.
At least, hey, you know, it takes the wins.
I'm ridiculous. 78% of Americans left vacation days unused in 2023. I'm going to end up being one of
them. I was going to say.
Yeah.
State of affairs for James.
That hit close to home. Nearly 2 in 3 Americans say inflation is affecting their Labor Day plans. Okay. And 67% of people believe that they're working harder this year than last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that people say that every year.
It feels like it. Well,
of course, I'm working harder.
Yeah. Well, it always feels like
it. Yeah.
And the interesting stuff there. Anything noteworthy to you guys? Anything just interesting?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, that was a good
thing. I had a good hot dog at Winterfield.
Oh, nice.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So you contributed, Melissa. Thank you for contributing.
I ate my hot dog.
Yeah. And it is Labor Day weekend. We wish everybody a happy Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Naturally, a decent amount of people will spend the long weekend traveling.
Mm-hmm.
If you're chomping at the bit to get everything finished so you can get rushed to the road and get going, pack the car and get on your way, there is bad news. Today is the worst time to travel for Labor Day.
Don't do it today.
Although you probably could have guessed that by now.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a quick phone call before we get going too far into this one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from across the hall, and I would like to talk to you about hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
What do you got?
This past weekend, I had the best hot dog I've ever had in my life, and it shouldn't surprise anybody that it was at Portillo's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
good. I got to see a picture. It looked fantastic.
Because it was fantastic. I had one of their classic dogs with everything on it, and it was like a Bloody Mary, but a hot dog. Spectacular. Give me 11 of them.
That's so good to hear. It's such a good dog, too. You've heard a lot
the
over the years.
Itself, yeah.
They really are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the dog itself, even without all the Bloody Mary ingredients on top of it, a solid dog. Highly recommend. Recommend. It's legendary for a reason. Anyway, carry on.
Thank you, Laura.
What propaganda? Oh my gosh. You put her up to this, didn't you?
All I did was say, hey, if you're looking for something to eat, Portillo's is where my family and I have got. My mom and dad actually used to ride their bikes to the very first Portillo's in Chicago.
Okay.
And get those kind of dogs she's talking about there. Vienna hot dogs, man. I'm telling you. Nobody makes a better hot dog.
Since every hot dog place in Chicago also does Italian beef, how's their Italian beef?
Incredible. The greatest Italian beef I've ever had in my life.
Okay, well, there you go.
And I did. I miss it every day. Now, that's something I could eat every day. I could genuinely eat Italian beef every day.
Wow.
Some days I'd drown it in au jus. Some days I wouldn't. But I could definitely do that.
Such a variety.
It's so good. AAA ranked 15 travel times from most to least crazy, and today is the worst time to travel. Monday, the last day of the long weekend, is the second worst, followed by Sunday, yesterday, and next Friday.
So everyone do it tomorrow, I guess. Saturday is the one safe day to travel.
The best time to travel is Tuesday. So if you can time travel, might help.
Go back in time.
Overall, the TSA said it expects airplane passenger volumes to be up 8.5% higher than last year.
Wow.
And that also shouldn't be a shock. Airports have been fully recovered from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The 10 busiest travel days in the TSA's history have all come in the past 3 months.
Really? Wow.
That is alarming.
That is interesting, yeah.
And if you are flying this weekend, the major thing I ask of you, don't be a knucklehead. Don't be a knucklehead, especially, yeah. I don't know, 30,000 feet in the air. It seems like
terrible place to do that, yeah.
It seems like, Seth, the worst place. Yeah. Like you could name any other place to me, and I could counter it with 30,000 feet up in the air. Don't be knuckleheads. According to AAA, Seattle is the number one Labor Day weekend destination this year.
Seattle?
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
That's up nearly 30% from last year when it was also top the list last year.
What is going on in Seattle?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, and who flies for a vacation on Labor Day?
Again? Yeah.
That's not something I have ever done.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I didn't think of that.
It's Labor Day weekend. Let's fly to Seattle.
Yeah, because they've got stuff in Seattle.
You know?
Yeah.
They got that needle thing.
Yeah.
I want to go.
It's not
going
to rain here, but it'll probably rain there.
Wait, wouldn't that be that?
I've been to Seattle, and it's a cool city, but it's not really known for like a thing.
Yeah.
The Space Needle's there, right? And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's not known for like a specific food. It's not known for, you know, it's great weather like Melissa was alluding to. I don't know. What is in Seattle?
They have moss in their trees, though, and that is pretty stinking cool.
Okay.
That is cool. And I would take the chance if you told me I could run into Ken Griffey Jr. I would definitely do that.
He doesn't live in Seattle,
no,
does he?
No, he doesn't. No. He probably hasn't been there in years.
Probably not.
Anchorage and Juneau, Alaska are also on the top 10 list of Labor Day destinations, along with Orlando, San Francisco, Denver, Vancouver, Rome, London, Dublin, Barcelona, and Athens.
Okay, well, lots of European too. That's because that's a great place to celebrate an American holiday. Go to Europe.
Yeah, there you go. What's more American than going to Europe?
You're going to Europe.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Who would go to Alaska for a 3-day weekend?
That seems a little short to me.
It does.
Considering the travel time, yeah.
No, if I'm going to Alaska, I got to have some time.
Yeah.
I got to have some time to do that. I got to check that place out. I don't know about that one. I know that we got good entertainment coming up for you, everybody. We're looking forward to diving into some entertainment to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We will also be getting into, if you changed to a 4-day work week, which extra day would you want off?
Good one.
And are you a wise person? We're going to get into this one. We were going to do it the other day. We didn't have time. We'll get into it.
I'm a wise something.
I concur.
We will go to break on that morning show right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.